I'd be upset if you didn't. That look of fear in your eyes. I used to love it so much back when we were together. Your eyes told me you were scared, but also thrilled to be with me. You trusted me not to hurt you. Do you still trust me not to hurt you? I have every right, don't I? You broke your promise to me, Angel. I couldn't believe you, of all people, would betray me. You were my world. I should hurt you. I should take this knife and run the edge along your beautiful, unmarred skin until I see the red. Until I hear you scream. But I don't think I could bear to see you in pain, even after what you did. Maybe I should just do something to your nerves. Make it so that you couldn't use your legs again. You'd be dependent on me for the rest of your life. Then you'd never be able to. Shut up! How dare you! Do not interrupt me. How dare you look at me with those frightened eyes? Like the little rabbit that I took in all those years ago. How dare you look at me like I'm some monster you don't recognize? You made this monster. You made me this way. Do you even remember what you promised? It was raining that day, just like now. I stood in front of Mom's grave, a teenage girl wearing her darkest clothes. I didn't know what to feel. I was too exhausted to feel anything. And you were there, holding an umbrella over my head, even though all the kids in class hated me, feared me, avoided me. And dear old Dad was always too busy to pay attention to his little princess. But I loved Mom. She was kind to me. I couldn't understand why she had to leave me all alone. And you blurted out that I wasn't alone. That you'd stay. I thought you were just attracted to me. All those times you looked at my face, my hair, the way my clothes fit around my body, the skin they let you see. You loved what you saw, didn't you? But you'd blush and look away so quickly, as if you were doing something so wrong. I liked your innocence. I hardly ever see it in my world. Being the daughter of a crime lord means getting killed if you go soft. But you stuck around, not just because you had a crush on me. You didn't run the first time you saw me shoot somebody, rabbit. You didn't run the first and only time I hit you. When I let anger get the better of me. And you. You looked just as smitten when you, for the first time, saw me taking off those clothes which clung to me so well. As I showed you my scars that I was hiding under them, he gave me the one thing I never had. And so, I gave you everything you could have ever wanted. I enjoyed spoiling you. You were my little rabbit. A silly little thing that decided he liked the most dangerous monster in the forest. I loved you. I really did. You had it all. It's too late for apologies. If I scared you, you should have talked to me. But you decided you wanted me to suffer. And so, what did you do? What did you do, rabbit? I asked, what did you do? Tell me, rabbit. Yes, that's right. You ran away from me. I trusted you. I didn't want to keep you in a cage. I gave you as much freedom as you wanted. I let you roam freely in the city. I was so convinced I was the center of your world. You'd always come back to me. You promised you would stay. I trusted you. Do you have any idea how I felt when you ran? Look at me. If anyone else had been in those chains, I'd have killed them by now. I don't tolerate betrayal. I don't tolerate disobedience. You're the only one I gave my heart to, and you threw it in the dumpster. 1 year, you mongrel. You hid from me for 1 year. You traveled halfway across the world to get away from me. Did you really think you'd be safe? And I wouldn't find you? I'd walk through the fires of hell to bring you back. Through blizzards and thunderstorms and everything. There's no place in the universe that can shelter you from me. If you really, really love someone, you put a leash on them. That's what I did. You're my property. I own you as much as I own the Porsches and Diors and Chanels lying around this place. You can never erase me from your life. I'll always haunt you. I'll always be the one holding your leash. You are mine. Mine. And you wanted this, didn't you, my little rabbit? Deep in your heart, you wanted me to find you, to reclaim you, to put you in chains completely at my mercy, just the way it should be, because you're mine. 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 Mine, 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 the little bunny is all mine. You're home now, little rabbit. You're mine, only mine, forever. Mine, 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 mine. I'm not crazy. Don't whimper, precious thing. The knife's not digging into your skin. There's no blood on your neck. I know what pressure is required to draw blood from a human neck. I never brought you to interrogations with me because I knew you couldn't watch. Do you not like how cold the steel is? Does the edge of the blade feel discomforting? You have no right to complain. You have no rights at all. I endured so much worse than this without you around. The nightmares came more often, and when I woke up, you weren't there to hold me. And to stroke my hair and whisper in my ear that things would be okay. It was the middle of winter, and you weren't there to warm my bed. You left your scent all over my sheets as if to mock me, you little... All those late nights we spent sharing our secrets over hot chocolate. Pretending we were a normal couple. All those nights we stood on the edge of the balcony, looking over this monochrome city full of sprawling buildings, all black and white and lifeless, as I hugged you and rested my chin on your shoulder, smiling, believing you'd always be there to protect me from the rain. Did they mean nothing to you? Did I mean nothing to you? If I just dug in a little deeper with this knife, applied just a little more pressure, you'd bleed. You'd share the tiniest fraction of the pain I felt when I realized you weren't coming back this time. And to think I might never see you again. You hurt me more than any bullet or stab I've had to endure. But I can't hurt my little rabbit. After the first time I hit you, I promised myself I'd never cause you pain. Maybe you knew that before you chose to run away.
You knew.
I couldn't bring myself to hurt you when I found you.
But you want to know something,
love?
Your family's not so lucky.
There's that luck again. But is that despair I see, mingled with the terror? Are you asking yourself, could she really have? Oh, but she loves me. There's no way she would. That she would actually. I very much would. I'd do anything to keep you from leaving again. What are a few more lives? This city and everything in it is mine. I don't care about your family. You are what I treasure above everything else. Your parents are blissfully unaware. Perfectly safe. For now. And it can stay that way, as long as you and I have an understanding. So tell me,
little rabbit, who do you belong to?
That's right. You belong to Mistress. Tell me, who cares about you the most in this world? Well done. Mistress cares most about you in this world.
And will you ever
hurt your caring, loving Mistress again by running away from her? Good boy. I do believe you. But I'm afraid it'll take a while for me to fully trust you again. You'll be staying down here until then. This was fun, but I have work to get done. Don't go anywhere until I come back. Okay? Oh, don't look so distraught. You were the one who wanted to get away from me, but now suddenly you don't want me to leave you all alone. Oh, I know you're sorry. I am too, for doing this to you. But you've left me no choice. I really find no pleasure in punishing you like this, pet. I want you to know that. You can join me upstairs in the future, once you've proved to me that you really do love me. When I come back later in the night, we can talk more. Maybe even snuggle a little. I'll take care of you. Just like I always have. Sweet dreams, my little rabbit. Until next time.